Have you ever wondered how your shoes are made? Ever wondered about the quality and craftsmanship involved in making them? What you wear on your feet is important. That's why I prefer to style and profile in my pair of Black Star Politic sneakers. Go to aliveshoes.com/brand/blackspolitic. Distinguish and separate yourself from the rest with your style. Check out the latest shoe and sneaker designs created not only to support your feet, the footwear also supports the efforts of the Black Star political party movement. Enter a new era of empowerment, all while wearing your pair of Black Star Politic or Lady Black Star handcrafted shoes and sneakers. Order yours at aliveshoes.com/brand/blackspolitic.
Peace and blessings, family. Hermina Shabazz here, host of Voice of Black Star on EPRN, where I host programs with and about the awakening taking place amongst African Americans and how it is affecting us according to scripture, i.e. the Bible. I would love to conversate with like minds, spreading the word, preparing brothers and sisters for what's to come in these last days, for their sakes and the sakes of the world. If you would like to put on the armor of Yah and resurrect your brethren with your portion, please email me, MinaShaz@gmail.com, attention Hermina Shabazz. And again, it's MinaShaz@gmail.com. That's MinaShazz@gmail.com. Peace and blessings. Are you a black business owner looking to network and have your business advertised? Well, look no further. Voice of Black Star on EPRN is moving in the same direction and would love to work and grow with you. Email me at MinaShaz@gmail.com, attention Hermina, for further details on strengthening our community mentally, spiritually, and economically. Do you promote the Most High in rhythm and psalm? Do you have lyrics and beats to vibrate dry bones, to awaken a sleeping lion? If so, Voice of Black Star is looking to promote you with an interview and by engaging one of your praise songs as an intro to one of our main topics on Voice of Black Star on EPRN, Exquisite Podcast Radio Network. For further details, please email MinaShaz@gmail.com. Again, MinaShaz@gmail.com, attention Hermina Shabazz. And again, that's MinaShaz, MinaShaz@gmail.com. If you are a rhythm psalmist of the Most High and looking forward to promoting your business and your music.
Now the just shall live by faith. But if any man,
listen now what Paul said, but if any man
draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in
it. No pleasure in it.
Who do you believe in? Who do you believe in?
Good Mr. President, I heard you don't really love us. No, we the chosen, and your job is to try to corrupt us. Want us to suffer, but the Father, he keeping us covered. Under his mercy, we are waking up, it's almost over. Telling my people to repent, learn to be sober, study the ways. Understand it's a curse, and we had to be slaves. Still stiff-necked, breaking all the laws we were given. All the ones that'll be protected are those who know they're the children, so they obey. Walk to those with no faith, a part of his spirit, and so we can't be erased. Therefore, we gotta get it right or get tossed in the lake. Picture brimstones touching your face, it's too real, ain't it? The torture got me motivated, I don't wanna burn. Know it's a better place to go, and I gotta learn. Humble myself, I'm strengthening my spirit. Gotta turn down the flesh to even hear it. Do you feel it?
Who do you believe in? I put my faith in God, blessed to be breathing. Even though at times it's hard, that's who I believe in. Before fleeing, I'm fasting and pleading. Who do you believe in? Who do you believe in? I put my trust in God, blessed to be breathing. Even though at times it's hard, that's who I believe in. Before fleeing, I'm fasting and pleading. Who do you believe in?
The fact of the matter is that this life is a battle. We're being chastised now with a spiritual paddle. How you expect to go to war with no ammo? You better think about it. Like a nation of Rambos, even the king rider gotta disarm us before we unify. Identify each other as brothers and come to genocide. Let's ride, Israelite pride. And the Bible is my 45. Studying the scriptures, getting closer to the Most High. Tell me who wanna bang out with the highest power without him. You dirt cheap, like a drinking happy hour.
charge, that's who I believe in. Before fleeing, I'm fasting and pleading. Who do you believe
in? You gotta draw a line, pick a side. Strapped in for the bride. Grace means you survived. A lot of Judah ain't alive. Pain thorn in my side. Strain worn, born to thrive. Chain torn, tossed aside. Drain mourn from genocide. Who do you believe in? Set it off like Stephen. Soon as we go to preaching, they coming for your breathing. Is it heaven that you seeking? Or folly that you speaking? The foe steady peeking. The spirit steady leading. Allah is one and he won't change. Even Aaron's sons burn from the strange flames. So what is you talking about? We struggle and we feel pain. Cause we curse now, we struggle with the real name. Higher, forgive us. Our arms is present, but we still lame. We some lions trapped and captive and we still tame. And these pastors, they some actors, they just still change. So when I ask you, do you struggle or you feel shame? Or is it soul game?
John 14 and 2 through 4. Now heaven looked down from heaven upon the children of men to see if there were any that did understand and seek the Most High. 3, they are all gone aside, they are all together become filthy. There is none that doeth good, no, not one. 4, have all the workers of iniquity no knowledge, who eat of my people as they eat bread, and called not upon thy power of higher?
For your summer glow with absolutely fabulous Shea Soufflé, whipped to thick, rich, creamy perfection. With nothing but aloe and essential oils blended with 100% shea butter, your skin will glisten in the summer sun. Begin loving the skin you're in daily by visiting your local beauty supply store or our website, afshea.com.
Your number one internet radio station.
Exquisite Podcast Radio Network, www.eprn.us.
Do you promote the Most High in rhythm and psalm? Do you have lyrics and beats to vibrate dry bones, to awaken a sleeping lion? If so, Voice of Black Star is looking to promote you with an interview and engaging one of your praise songs as an interview to one of our main topics, Voice of Black Star on EPRN, Exquisite Podcast Radio Network. For further details, please email me, minashaz@gmail.com. Hello, family. Peace and blessings. Hermina Shabazz here, host of Voice of Black Star on EPRN, where I host programs with and about the awakening taking place amongst African Americans and how it is affecting us according to Scripture, i.e., the Bible. I would love to conversate with like minds spreading the word and preparing brothers and sisters for what's to come in these last days, for their sakes and the sake of the world. If you would like to put on the armor of Yah and resurrect your brethren with your portion, please email me, minashaz@gmail.com. And have a blessed day. Obedience to the covenant will set us free, for the Abba knows our hearts and will sometimes try the reins to see if we love him. Peace and blessings, family, and thank you for joining me this evening. I know I've been missing for our last conversation with our book of Jeremiah, and we're still on that book, but I've been inspired to kind of come at you with something a little different. To break up some timelines for Moses, for pretty much, I'm going to come at you from the ancient book of Jubilees. Now, I know this book is a little touchy for some people within the faith and amongst the awakening. You know, it's a little controversial because of this and a little bit of that. But I would tend to say that, family, we need to start reading things on our own. And start having our own personal relationship with the Most High when it comes to subjects like this. Because he wants us all over the place. Now, he don't want us all over the place. Let me take that back. He doesn't want us all over the place, but he wants us striving to get with him. Truly. And he will guide your heart. If your heart is right, the Most High will guide your heart towards him. He will lead you in certain directions. In a certain path. But today I'm going to take us to the ancient book of Jubilees this Friday, because I think it's something that's very important, because this book right here teaches a lot as well. It breaks down scripture a little more. It's a little more detailed in the events and the timing of such events. So without further ado, let's begin. The prologue to the book, again, Ancient Book of Jubilees. Moses on Mount Sinai. This will be addressing Exodus 24, verses 15 through 18. the prologue. This is the history of the division of the days of the law and of the testimony and of the events of the years and of their weeks and of their jubilees throughout all the years of the world, as the Lord spoke to Moses on Mount Sinai when he went up to receive the tables of the law and of the commandments, according to the voice of God, as he said unto him, Go up to the top of the mount. Moses ascended to Mount Sinai, 2450 AM. And it came to pass in the first year of the exodus of the children of Israel out of Egypt, and in the third month, on the 16th day of the month, that God spoke to Moses, saying, Come up to me on the mount, and I will give you two tables of stone of law and of the commandment, which I have written, that you may teach them. Moses went up into the mount of God, and the glory of the Lord abode on Mount Sinai, and a cloud overshadowed it 6 days. And he called to Moses on the seventh day out of the midst of the cloud, and the appearance of the glory of the Lord was like a flaming fire on the top of the mount. So, family, I'm going to read Exodus 24 in verses 15 through 18 to kind of settle us all into what's taking place here. Let you know, give you an idea of the connection between the Book of Jubilees and the Bible. So, Exodus 24 and verse 15 through 18. And Moses went up into the mount, and a cloud covered the mount. And the glory of the Lord abode upon Mount Sinai, and the cloud covered it 6 days. And the seventh day he called unto Moses out of the midst of the cloud. And the sight of the Lord, in the sight of the glory of the Lord was like devouring fire on the top of the mount and in the eyes of the children of Israel. And Moses went into the midst of the cloud and gate him up into the mount. And Moses was in the mount 40 days and 40 nights. So that's kind of connecting these two books so far, so to speak. Okay? Now, let's continue. And it says, God predicts Israel's rebellion. And Moses was on the mount 40 days and 40 nights, and God taught him the earlier and the later history of the division of all the days of the law and of the testimony. And he said, Incline your heart to every word which I will speak to you on this mount, and write them in a book in order that their generations may see how I have forsaken them, for I have not forsaken them for all the evil which they have wrought in transgressing the covenant which I established between me and you for their generations this day on Mount Sinai. And thus it will come to pass, when all these things come upon them, that they will recognize that I am more righteous than they in all their judgments and in all their actions, and they will recognize that I have been truly with them. And do you write for yourself all these words which I have declared unto you this day? For I know their rebellion and their stiff neck. Before I bring them into the land of which I swore to their fathers, to Abraham, and to Isaac, and to Jacob, saying, Unto your seed will I give a land flowing with milk and honey, and they will eat and be satisfied, and they will turn to strange gods, to gods which cannot deliver them from aught of their tribulation. And this witness shall be heard for a witness against them, for they will forget all my commandments, even all that I command them, and they will walk after the Gentiles, and after their uncleanness, and after their shame, and will serve their gods. And these will prove unto them an offense, and a tribulation, and an affliction, and a snare. Now, family, I'm going to stop right there, because a lot was said, and we're seeing it right now. And the Most High has predicted this was going to happen of us and our ancestors to Moses. He predicted this, and this is exactly what we did. And many will perish, and they will be taken captive, and will fall into the hands of the enemy, because they have forsaken my ordinances and my commandments, and the festivals of my covenant, and my Sabbaths. Did I just say something again? That's the word Sabbaths again, family. What's up with the Sabbaths? Why does he keep talking about Sabbaths in this book about worshiping him for his Sabbaths, his holy days? And my holy place which I have hallowed for myself in their midst, and my tabernacle, and my sanctuary, which I have hallowed for myself in the midst of the land, that I should set my name upon it, and that it should dwell there. And they will make to themselves high places and groves and graven images, and they will worship even his own graven image. Even his own graven image, family. That means you're worshiping yourself. Okay? It's self-worship. So as to go astray, and they will sacrifice their children to demons. Now, our ancestors did that too back in the day. Okay? They did it back in the day, unfortunately. But we don't sacrifice ourselves to demons like that, ritualistically, so to speak, in these times. But when we take our kids to these clinics, when we take ourselves to these clinics and abort babies that we know we should have done better than to have to produce in the first place, we'd rather go and abort them without even giving them a chance because of the mistakes you made, or we made, so to speak. But anyway, I digress on that. It's all the works of the error of their hearts, and I will send witnesses unto them, that I may witness against them, but they will not hear, and will slay the witnesses also, and they will persecute those who seek the law, and they will abrogate and change everything so as to work evil before my eyes. And I shall hide my face from them, and I shall deliver them into the hand of the Gentiles for captivity, and for a prey, and for devouring. And I shall remove them from the midst of the land, and I shall scatter them amongst the Gentiles. And they will forget all my law, and all my commandments, and all my judgments, and will go astray as to new moons. You're going astray and following new customs and stuff. Sabbaths and festivals and jubilees and ordinances. And after this, they will turn to me from against the Gentiles with all their heart and with all their soul and with all their strength. And I will gather them from amongst all the Gentiles, and they will seek me, so that I shall be found of them when they seek me with all their heart and with all their soul. And I shall disclose to them abounding peace with righteousness, and I shall plant them as a plant of uprightness in their land with all my heart and with all my soul, and they will be for a blessing and not for a curse, and they will be the head and not the tail, and I shall build my sanctuary in their midst, and I shall dwell with them, and I shall be their God, and they will be my people in truth and righteousness. And I shall not forsake them, nor fail them, for I am the Lord their God. And Moses fell on his face and prayed and said, O Lord my God, do not forsake your people and your inheritance, so that they should wander in the error of their hearts, and do not deliver them into the hands of their enemies, the Gentiles, lest they should rule over them and cause them to sin against you. Do you hear that, family? He's telling them, don't do that. He's telling them, don't forsake them, Lord, and leave them to the Gentiles. Let thy mercy, O Lord, be lifted up upon your people, and create in them an upright spirit, and let not the spirit of Belial rule over them to accuse them before you, and to ensnare them from all the paths of righteousness, so that they may perish from before your face. But they are your people and your inheritance, which you have delivered with your great power from the hands of the Egyptians. Create in them a clean heart and a holy spirit, and let them not be ensnared in their sins from henceforth until eternity. So, family, I just read to you just now the chapter dealing with God's prediction of Israel's rebellion. So he has already seen what we were going to do to him. And a lot of you are so wicked and so arrogant that you would literally, seriously, be like, well, why did he do that? He didn't have to do that. He shouldn't have done that. Okay? So, he already has put in our hearts that he, well, he didn't put it in our hearts, but he already knew where our hearts was going to go. He already knew that we were going to be a rebellious people. He even could tell just by us, our ancestors, building that golden calf after he just delivered them out of the hands of the wicked Egyptians. We couldn't even wait long enough before we decided we're going to just let him go. After all that he'd done, all that he poured out, Most High poured out his heart for us, family, because he keep calling us his inheritance. Okay? He calls us his inheritance. And so forth. So, family, we need to be awakened now. Now it's time for the awakening, because there's a lot of things that are happening in this world at this point. There's so much stuff happening right now. You have a lot of mass shootings going on, and now you see that a lot of things are being turned towards saying that black people are kind of going to be the forefront of this thing. We can't be the forefronts for reparation talk, but we can be the forefronts for the evil that happens on this planet. Okay? And the Most High has forsaken us for this. And we don't see that, understand that this is why this stuff is happening to us, because the Most High has left us, so to speak. He's kind of stepped back for a minute. It's like a good parent. Sometimes you have to let your older child, sometimes you have to just step back sometimes. And they're going to be a rebel. They're going to be that rebellious child. And they're going to have to pay the consequences of their actions in order to see what's happening to them. And with the Most High's will, they'll come back. You know, just like he's praying that we will come back to him. Because the Most High loves us. He loves us and he truly wants us back. It's time. It's time. We're in it. We're in the last days. We're in Revelations, family. We are here. And I want to read Jubilees to kind of give you guys some insight as to how deep this is. This is deep, family. This isn't just one little book that you can just say, okay, what is that Bible? Because I hear people all the time, you know, they knock the Bible. They spend too much time dwelling on, you know, it's on, you know, the Bible being on the book, whereas there's something else. There are other things out there. We're just behind on them because we don't read. I'm sorry. African Americans, we don't read. We don't put ourselves deeper into certain things. We don't take our time to investigate, to look. After all of these years of persecution, and all of this trials and tribulations we're going through, you don't think that there's something wrong, family? Seriously, you don't think that there's something absolutely, like, severely wrong with this picture? Why is it just us? Why are we the ones struggling so hard? Why are we always getting the foot on our neck? Why is it always us? Do we not pay attention? Why is it always that anybody can shoot us down dead and nobody gets punished for it? You don't think that that's strange? Obscenely strange. Then we have to wake up to what's going on. And these books right here help us. The Bible gives us an idea exactly as to what's happening to us, personally. Because we have a God, a creator, the creator. And that's what we're missing. Because a lot of us say we believe in the Christ and his Father, even his creator, Yeshua. His Father, we don't believe in them. We say we do because we go to church every Sunday. We say we do when we go to, you know, we do worship on Christmas and all that kind of stuff. We say we do. We do all these other things, you know. We dress without tassels and not covering. But our hearts are still open to evil. Our hearts are still open to sin. We try to cover it up by doing these little things, you know, covering up wearing long dresses and covering up wearing tassels and all that kind of stuff. But those things are made for you to remember the law. That was the whole point of the tassels. We wouldn't have to wear tassels if we were just paid attention to the Most High. We wouldn't have to wear those things. We probably wouldn't even still be wearing clothes. Or we may have at the Most High's timing. So we were like children to him when he first created Adam. Adam was his son, his young birth son on this earth to do what he does in heaven. That was Adam's job. He was the leader. And the leader never gets deterred away from what he's in charge of doing. Nobody incoming can change that if your heart is truly there already. Adam was a child so to speak, mentally. This whole world, I mean, this is just me personally speaking, but this is the whole world wasn't ready for what Adam and Eve did. They weren't ready. The Most High had His timing for all of this. He had His timing. Like, we have our timing for our children. For things, you know, we pray that they do, you know, they follow our direction. Sometimes they veer off, but sometimes they get back on track because they realize that when they veered off, oh, wait a minute, I should have stuck with what Mom and Dad had said. And when I say Mom and Dad, too, that means the spirit of wisdom. Listen to wisdom, family. We got to wake up. We got to come out of this coma of thinking this world is just this physical thing that we see right here. It's deeper, family. Our souls are at stake. The Most High is about to regenerate this place. He's about to, this thing's about to get a whole makeover. And we ain't ready. We're not ready. But again, this is the Book of Jubilees, the ancient Book of Jubilees. It's a great book. And we'll be continuing out of here. Hence back and forth, because it's so important, family. And we're going to review some things. Also, let's continue, because there is one more chapter I am going to read. God predicts the Messianic kingdom. Again, next chapter, God predicts the Messianic kingdom. And the Lord said unto Moses, I know their contrariness and their thoughts and their stiff-neckedness, and they will not be obedient till they confess their own sin and the sin of their fathers. And after this, they will turn to me in all uprightness and with all their heart and with all their soul, and I shall circumcise the foreskin of their heart and the foreskin of their seed. Oh. And I shall create in them a holy spirit, and I shall cleanse them so that they shall not turn away from me from that day unto eternity. And their souls will cleave to me and to all my commandments, and they will fulfill my commandments, and I shall be their father, and they will be my children. And they will all be called children of the living God, and every angel and every spirit will know, yea, they will know that these are my children, and that I am their father in uprightness and righteousness, and that I love them. Family, that is a one, oh my goodness. He's talking to, this is a deep conversation that Most High is having with Moses. This is personal. Man, we don't realize he's claiming us. Okay, he's claiming us out of all nations on the earth. He's claiming us. But our forefathers couldn't even understand that. I don't understand, family. I'm sorry. I'm just, this disturbs me. This is disturbing. And do you write down for yourself all these words which I declare unto you on this mountain, the first and the last, which shall come to pass in all the divisions of the days in the law, and in the testimony, and in the weeks, and in the jubilees unto eternity, until I descend and dwell with them throughout eternity. And he said to the angel of the presence, write for Moses from the beginning of creation till my sanctuary has been built among them for all eternity. So he told this angel to write for Moses from the beginning to the end. So he comes back here. And the Lord will appear to the eyes of all, and all will know that I am the God of Israel, and the father of all the children of Jacob, and king on Mount Zion for all eternity, and Zion and Jerusalem will be holy. And the angel of the presence who went before the camp of Israel took the tables of the divisions of the years from the time of the creation of the law and of the testimony of the weeks of the jubilees according to the individual years, according to all the number of the jubilees, according to the individual years, pretty much. From the day of the new creation, which the heavens and the earth shall be renewed in all their creation according to the powers of the heaven, and according to all the creation of the earth, until the sanctuary of the Lord shall be made in Jerusalem on Mount Zion, and all the luminaries he renewed for healing and for peace and for blessing,
for all the elect of Israel, that thus it may be from that day until the all, and that thus it may be from that day and unto all the days of the earth. That was chapter 1, family, of the ancient book of Jubilees. I hope you listen to it and pay close attention to the words of this book. It's highly important. And again, I will be coming to you again on Friday with another chapter. And again, we're going to be doing this between the book of Jubilees. And also from the book of Jeremiah. Because Jeremiah talks a lot about, too, what's happening with us and what's going on. But family, take this time. Listen to it again as you study. Study, because I know there were some things in there, some wording in there that you know you've heard before. I'm sure you have. You've heard it before, because it's in the Bible as well. But again, the Ancient Book of Jubilees goes into more detail. In this book, I am reading it according to by Ken Johnson. Okay? That's the author, not necessarily the author of the book, but of course he was able to put all the ancient books together, put ancient notes together. We got the Ancient Book of Jubilees. Okay? So, anyway, family, I'm glad I was able to read that to you, and I'm looking forward to reading more to you, to enlighten the people, to enlighten the Most High's people, His children. To enlighten His children, because today we are at the end of times, family, and it's highly important. Be blessed, stay focused, and obey the Most High's laws and His rules, family. Get back under the covenant, that we can rejoice in the near future. Hallelujah, praise Yahuwah.